the tight pants life model. Sorry, these metaphors occur to me. It's congenital fever. One day, you woke up and you put on your favorite pair of jeans. Except there's one problem. The jeans don't quite fit anymore. They're a little too tight. In fact, now that you think of it, they've been snugging up for a while now, and the subconscious intake of breath that's enabled you to button them closed the last few weeks has suddenly turned into a self-conscious sucking in the gut that puts an awful lot of faith in the strength of that particular button. You gotta face it, the pants just don't fit anymore. Thankfully, just like life, this is a 3D surround sound choose-your-own-adventure moment. What will you choose? Option 1. Throw the rascals out. These were old jeans anyway. You deserve new jeans, as hard as you work, and the new ones won't have that worn spot on the left knee or be fraying at the hem. Oh sure, these old jeans were comfortable, soft, pretty much totally fitted to your body, but the new ones will have that new jean smell, and after a few washings and wearing them around town, the new pair will fit pretty well. Just take some getting used to. The fact is, everybody outgrows things, right? Admittedly, it's more fun when the growing is in terms of height rather than width, but isn't it important that your jeans be comfortable? You've got the opportunity to move beyond these old, ragged, too small jeans and acquire a brand new, just cut, just off the line pair of stylish, form-fitting denim icons of American freedom. Option 2. Houston, we have a problem. While it would be nice to blame it on the jeans, the fact is, they're pretty much the same size as the day you bought them. The fact is, it's your waistline that's been growing, and while that might be due to some happy and positive thing, say, increased muscle mass due to your daily core strength workouts, or the start of your second trimester, it also might be due to that holiday feasting that started November 14th and so shows no sign of stopping. It might be due to the amount of time you're spending sitting down. It might be due to your reacquaintance with the fruits of the new Glarus Brewery. More to the point, do you really have the money to spend on jeans? Aren't there other things you'd rather have? People you'd rather spend that money on? Perhaps this is the wake-up call, the opportunity to explore terms like portion control and negative reinforcement and slow food. Yes, it's a slower process, but in the long run, won't it be better? In fact, maybe you can start working towards that mythical goal of the six-pack. There was a magazine that promised it in 6 weeks. Buying a new pair of jeans is giving up. There's no reason why you shouldn't still have exactly the same body that you had before. Before when? Before your pants stopped fitting, of course. Metabolism? Pshaw! Time management? Sleep is for the weak. Starting tomorrow, you'll get up an hour earlier and do insane, crunchy, booty, zoomy, 900 extreme, or whatever it's called, until you lose all those extra pounds that your recent habit of relaxation has gained you. Option 3. Would you like a break? These are really great jeans. They're really still in pretty good condition, and you remember reading somewhere that looking good is less about weight and more about wearing clothes that fit you well. So you look in your local listings for someone to give you a hand, particularly with scissors and thread. Perhaps this person can help your jeans fit you better, keeping the familiar comfort of the worn-in material while adjusting the waistband to something more comfortable. There's a little fear that the tailor may end up judging you, but when you meet with them, there's no tisk-tisk as they measure your waist, no judgment in their eyes, as you hold up the mildly ragged jeans. Suddenly the word alterations seems much less scary, in fact, a bit welcoming. They seem to understand both why you want to keep them, and also why they don't fit as well. Not only can they make the waistband bigger, they say, but they also can put in a reinforcing gusset to help some of the more worn parts last longer. You didn't even notice it until you tried the altered jeans, but they not only fit better than the day before, they fit better than you've ever felt them. Kind of makes you want to go for a walk around the neighborhood, in fact, in your lovingly cared for jeans. Option 4. Just suck it up. Ignore it. Once they're buttoned, they'll hold. Yeah, it's uncomfortable and makes you less likely to bend down to pick up things like shiny pennies or blooming daisies or playing grandchildren. But if you just refuse to acknowledge a change, it won't have actually happened. Everything will be just the way it's always been. Good luck with that. The moral of the story is, Oh, come on, how long have you been reading this vlog? I don't have answers. I just enjoy thinking about questions. And this one is related to the famous Buddhist proverb I alluded to in a recent post. The measure of suffering lies in the difference between the inches of your waistband and the inches of your waist. Tao Te Jeans. Frankly, the only bad choice I can see above is number 4. Change happens, and pretending it doesn't is as silly as an NRA press conference. But I think that any of the other choices can be a right one, as long as you're fully aware of why you're making them. I know people who have cast off entire lives because they no longer fit, and I know others who have quietly grown themselves into lives of creative stability with only the materials at hand. Me, I just hope to occasionally offer services as a tailor, as it were. What did you pick?